Now turn to part four. Part four consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about having more than one job at a time. Look at task one. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H why each speaker took on more than one job. Now look at task two. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the unexpected result of having more than one job that each speaker refers to. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part four. Speaker 1.
I'm currently holding down three roles: sales executive, market stall holder, and online jewellery entrepreneur. It's quite a challenge, but not being on a standard career path isn't a worry. That's for traditionalists. I'm not interested in tying myself down to a single job somewhere. Today's workforce is much more fluid, and as long as you're proactive, you can make your own path. The best opportunities come from meeting people. The greater variety of people you come across, the better. Having three jobs has certainly led to a huge increase in my circle of acquaintances across the country, including my husband-to-be, who is a regular customer at my stall.
Speaker 2.
Weekdays, I'm in recruitment, but I spend Friday nights at home baking bread to sell at the local Saturday market. I originally did it partly to earn some extra money, but more because I wanted to do something for me, you know. Make something completely from scratch? I never dreamed it would take off the way it has. Now it's more about how I can improve the process. The money is still just a bonus. I think this phenomenon of working in multiple roles has taken hold because my generation wants more from work than just a way to pay the rent. I know I wanted a feeling of fulfillment. I expect my work to reflect my values.
Speaker 3.
I still work as a school drama teacher on a part-time basis, but I stopped my full-time post there so that I could do what I'd always wanted to do, which was to be a freelance theatre director. In many ways, the directing is merely a continuation of what I was doing before with plays and musicals at school. The flexibility of the lifestyle is a huge bonus. I was lucky enough to be able to work with an award-winning director recently in a local theatre project. A chance that came completely out of the blue. I could never have done it with a traditional 40-hour week job. What I do doesn't feel like work. It's creative and enterprising.
Speaker 4.
Being an electrician and a model may seem weird, but then, as an ex-army man living on a houseboat, I don't really fit into the usual categories. An electrician's job alone would never have done me after life in the military. It was the variety I still craved. So being asked to do a magazine cover, even a lesser-known one, after only 3 months modelling was simply a stunning bonus. I love being a freelancer with more than one career. It means a whole new work ethic because it makes you care more. In a salaried job, you can just sit around and you'll always get paid, whereas in my line, you're only as good as your last day's work.
Speaker 5.
I was once a full-time DJ at a nightclub, which I loved, but I got really fed up with dealing with unreasonable customers. I wanted a new departure. Sure, I still play now, but only on occasional club nights and at wedding receptions, earning enough to cover the rent on my studio, where I specialize in designing clothes. So my two jobs couldn't be more diverse. I put in as many hours as I possibly can, and do the best that I can do. It's all I really care about. Work comes first and nothing else is important. Winning a prestigious design award, though, I didn't see that coming. I haven't had a holiday for 3 years, but I don't mind one little bit.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
I'm currently holding down three roles: sales executive, market stall holder, and online jewellery entrepreneur. It's quite a challenge, but not being on a standard career path isn't a worry. That's for traditionalists. I'm not interested in tying myself down to a single job somewhere. Today's workforce is much more fluid, and as long as you're proactive, you can make your own path. The best opportunities come from meeting people. The greater variety of people you come across, the better. Having three jobs has certainly led to a huge increase in my circle of acquaintances across the country, including my husband-to-be, who is a regular customer at my stall.
Speaker two.
Weekdays, I'm in recruitment, but I spend Friday nights at home baking bread to sell at the local Saturday market. I originally did it partly to earn some extra money, but more because I wanted to do something for me, you know, make something completely from scratch. I never dreamed it would take off the way it has. Now it's more about how I can improve the process. The money is still just a bonus. I think this phenomenon of working in multiple roles has taken hold because my generation wants more from work than just a way to pay the rent. I know I wanted a feeling of fulfillment. I expect my work to reflect my values.
Speaker 3.
I still work as a school drama teacher on a part-time basis, but I stopped my full-time post there so that I could do what I'd always wanted to do, which was to be a freelance theatre director. In many ways, the directing is merely a continuation of what I was doing before with plays and musicals at school. The flexibility of the lifestyle is a huge bonus. I was lucky enough to be able to work with an award-winning director recently in a local theatre project, a chance that came completely out of the blue. I could never have done it with a traditional 40-hour week job. What I do doesn't feel like work. It's creative and enterprising.
Speaker 4.
Being an electrician and a model may seem weird, but then, as an ex-army man living on a houseboat, I don't really fit into the usual categories. An electrician's job alone would never have done me after life in the military. It was the variety I still craved. So being asked to do a magazine cover, even a lesser-known one, after only 3 months modelling was simply a stunning bonus. I love being a freelancer with more than one career. It means a whole new work ethic because it makes you care more. In a salaried job, you can just sit around and you'll always get paid, whereas in my line, you're only as good as your last day's work.
Speaker 5.
I was once a full-time DJ at a nightclub, which I loved, but I got really fed up with dealing with unreasonable customers. I wanted a new departure. Sure, I still play now, but only on occasional club nights and at wedding receptions, earning enough to cover the rent on my studio, where I specialize in designing clothes. So my two jobs couldn't be more diverse. I put in as many hours as I possibly can, and do the best that I can do. It's all I really care about. Work comes first, and nothing else is important. Winning a prestigious design award, though, I didn't see that coming. I haven't had a holiday for 3 years, but I don't mind one little bit.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.